Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, Prince Harry, his wife Meghan and her mother were involved in a near catastrophic car chase involving paparazzi photographers. A spokesperson for the Prince has said the incident happened after Meghan and Harry had attended an awards ceremony in New York on Tuesday. Well, for more of this, we're joined on the line now from New York by Harriet Alexander, senior online reporter with the Daily Mail US. And Harriet, you're welcome to the programme. This news just broke the last hour or so, so I know there's not a whole lot of information available. What do we know so far?
So we know that Harry and Meghan were at a gala in central Manhattan on Tuesday night. Meghan was being awarded with a prize for her work on women's rights and empowerment. And they left the venue about 10 p.m. And as they left, you could see that there was a huge crowd of photographers, and there was an awful lot of interest in them being in New York as well. And they got into their car, and then, according to their spokesperson, That is when they were chased by paparazzi, and they said that this chase lasted for 2 hours.
And do we have any information on what exactly happened during those 2 hours?
So we don't have a huge amount of detail. We don't know where they were heading, why they were driving for 2 hours, what the circumstances were. But certainly it seems that they were being pursued by photographers. I mean, they get a lot of attention wherever they go, but New York is certainly not somewhere that is used to paparazzi chases in the style of, say, Los Angeles, where they live. There they are very much chased the whole time, as are a lot of people in LA because of just the way that the city is spread out. New York is not so much like that. You often see the celebrities walking along the streets and then they're being chased up by paparazzi on foot. But it's unusual to have a car chase like this.
Yeah, I know a spokesperson for Prince Harry said in a statement that the relentless pursuit resulted in multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians and two NYPD officers. So plenty of people caught up in the whole thing by the sounds of it. I assume at this point there's been no pictures emerging of the car chase, although you'd imagine that might happen if it was going on for 2 hours.
Well, Harry himself was filming this, apparently. So we will expect, I imagine, to see that footage. And yes, I mean, it sounds like a really astonishing turn of events. And you do expect there to be some sort of inquiry into this, into what happened, and how, you know, that the Sussexes are very protected. They have a lot of security. They're said to spend around $5 million a year on their protection. Meghan Markle has recently hired Kim Kardashian's former bodyguard, apparently. So there's certainly going to be plenty more to come from this.
And just finally then, Harriet, of course, this will have particular relevance, I suppose, for everybody, but most particularly for Harry and Meghan, given the circumstances in which Prince Harry's mother Diana died.
Absolutely. And he has spoken about this. You can imagine, of course, that anything like this is going to be hugely, hugely triggering and upsetting for him. And Harry himself has said that, you know, he when he was in the UK, he was very concerned about being followed and the paparazzi chases because of what happened to his mother. So they're said to be shaken by this, and you can certainly understand why.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us with that update. That's Harriet Alexander, senior online reporter with the Daily Mail US.